What day?
Okay, now it's on. All right. Oh, let's just sign that check over. Yeah, that's not a problem. No, I was giving Lucy a warning. She was making comments over there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Good afternoon. It's January 15th, 2020, and it's 3:01 p.m., and we're in the public meeting room, the Story County Administration Building, and we are going to have a budget work session for FY21 for environmental health. So I have a couple things we'll take care of first before we ask you to present the budget. First, for the record, we are recording, so we're going to ask everybody to state their name and position, and we'll start up here at our table. Linda Merkin, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Operations and County Services.
Laura Folsom, Board of Supervisors.
Lucy Martin, Auditor.
Lisa Heddens, Board of Supervisors.
Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources.
Lisa Monthly, Assistant Auditor.
Arthur James, Environmental Health Director.
Stephanie Jones, Administrative Assistant, Environmental Health.
Thank you, everybody. As I think you all know, the Board of Supervisors is primarily responsible to fund mandated services. We also fund some very important services to county government and to our Story County residents. One purpose of the budget work sessions is that we obtain information to help us prioritize our use of taxpayer funds. This is your opportunity to explain the value to Story County residents of the various items in your request. And specifically, we'll ask that you address your projected revenues and expenditures and explain any difference in the trends. And in the instructions you got for operating budgets, it's that all offices and departments should continue to lower expenses and streamline operations whenever possible. We ask you not to increase operating expenses unless justified by either current expenditures or fund or known increases. And if you did have increases, if you could offset them somewhere else, we've heard you do that. One of the reasons we ask you not to go past, you know, what the known expenses is that the board, I think, has in the last several years done a good job when the department heads have identified we have an unanticipated expense this year. It wasn't in our original budget request. But, you know, come back to us during the fiscal year. If that happens with a good justification, we'll certainly consider that. And that's just a way of doing honest budgeting. You know, you don't put in anything that you don't have good reason to anticipate. If you come up with something that's unanticipated beyond your control and you can't cover it, we'll help you manage that. And I believe I speak for the entire board about our desire to continue operating that way. Now, you don't have any new personnel requests, is that correct? Okay. So what we'd like to do then is go through the request, and I don't think we'll need to schedule a callback. I think we can do this pretty efficiently. We do have an hour rather than an hour and a half, but we'll all talk very fast, and if we're all efficient, we can get through in that hour, I think. What we're going to ask you to do is first go through your revenues line by line, explaining any changes, and then if we have questions, we'd like to ask them when you are on that line item rather than wait till the end, and the same with expenses. First, though, I'm going to see if either of the other supervisors have anything else that they'd like to say.
I do not, but I know that Supervisor Wilson would have some
deja vu.
Thank you. I have a little spiel.
All right. We met with Lisa Markley. A week ago Monday, got our first fiscal year 21 projections, right? That's her snapshot of time about based on what we anticipate revenues to be, if there were no increase in the tax asking. And then Lisa told us that number, and then she told us the number for all the requests, and we're $3 million spread apart. However, don't panic. There's money in reserve funds and various different funds that'll be used for part of that. And so really it's only about 1.7, and that's, as you know, because you both have worked here a while, is that's not where we usually end up, right? So, okay, thank you.
So if you would go ahead and start walking us through your budget.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll start off by saying that the Board of Health recommended this budget to the Board of Supervisors, and that was passed December 3rd of 2019 at our last meeting. So for revenues, I'll just go line by line as you suggested. The well testing and abandonment, that's grants to counties that we've done for a long time now. And we have no control over that. The state says it. Okay. It's been pretty static lately, around $31,000, and we anticipate that again for next year. Nothing planned or anticipated for the next line, global government payments. We leave that there in case we run into a little grant opportunity that comes along the way.
Is the itemization on page 30?
Thank you. Backside.
Other than the agreement, that's big bumper. It's actually a contract, but it's all laying quicker. And that is going down. It might go down even more. So it's gone down because one of the pumpers that I inspected, he moved out of the county. So whatever county you're in, that to inspect you. However, they still land apply that septic on Surrey County ground. And so the state has told us that the counties have to work it out actually to get that money for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to suggest that I would like to be involved in that and get a little money for that. I'm not real optimistic that that's going to
And the reason it's in state grants is because it's a contract with the DNR, correct?
Correct. It's with DNR.
So if it's with DNR, then it's a state.
And then, let's see. And then the other reason it might go down is there's actually somebody who's active as the Marshall County sanitarian now. They replaced them. Actually, the Salmon County one is covering Marshall County. And they will probably, maybe this year or next year, take over inspection of their storage counties and the next for them. The next one, septic permits. This might change as well. I've kept it the same, pretty much the same as last year. However, we are rewriting the septic ordinance, and the county mayor might do the site reviews instead of myself. And so that $100 that I was charging will go away, and then the engineer would be charged, and we wouldn't have to do that money at all. I think, though, that permit cost would go up, so it wouldn't be a full $100 down. So anyway, the bottom line, this could go down
$8,500?
I think probably, yeah, except I'm going to offset that with increasing the cost of the permit because I still have out there. So the permit has to go up by evaluation for that. So it'll go down some, maybe half that. So maybe down 4,000. Maybe. But that depends on. Is my copy? Then someone will get that back. it's a process. Water well. This is money in, money out. We collect when a well is drilled in Surrey County, we collect the DNR fee along with our fee, and then we just send them a check for each cash and state later on. So this is money, just a little money. Then other health fees, 17 to 19. This is down, this is down because, and this might go back up, but for a while there now, the scanning contract was canceled. But so, at the next Board of Health meeting, we will be presenting the new scanning regulation, finalizing it today, as a matter of fact. And then we were probably charged about the same as we've been charged. So that'll hopefully stay static. And nothing under miscellaneous. And then, let's see. And then I just want to say that this year, under receipts, We're at 62% so far, right at January 1st. However, about 25% of that was carryover from the previous grant, how it helped that, that June, July calendar. So that explains why we're a little ahead of our schedule here. Expenditures. I'm going to go right with the chief.
So you can go down to, should we start with Board of Health?
Yeah, Board of Health. They, are you referring to the general basic sanitation?
Board of Health? Yeah, Board of Health. So it's about halfway down that page.
What page?
31, sorry.
31.
And the reason I say that is because the salaries and stuff are all.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, no change. Let's see, and then vehicle and fuels, I just adjusted that a little bit to reflect actual. And by the way, it's pretty much a wash off my expenditures for next year, so.
You have a particular special expense? Did you get a new, some piece of?
Oh, it went down.
Yeah, you went down from where you were this year, but the previous, where you are for fiscal year 21 is in line with fiscal year 19. And
yeah, well,
let's
see. So.
That 1100 beacon morph, what was that?
That was a one-time cost, the beacon thing. For including second system information on the beacon site, so that it hopefully matches up with the better system. And then there's around actually 30.
Your three-year average is 277, so it's only up from last year.
Yeah.
But you have nothing.
Actually, this year might be higher too, with the depending on when we get the regulations.
You probably need an ordinance that you have those.
Yeah. So the other wash. Postage and mailing down 28%. The Hygienic Web has offered to pay for UPS shipping of staples for so decide not to anyway. Because the mail keeps using that staple. So that was really nice of them.
Tell them you shot.
Yeah, employee mileage, I just increased that to match what we were actually spending. Communication services, a wash, education and training, that went down from not doing any out-of-state travel for that following year. Well, permits, again, just money in and money out, that's just flow through. Well, rehab funds, money in and out, equipment, maintenance. Wash really. The membership was about a wash. It went up a little bit. There's I'm thinking of retiring, so it's hard to know what that next guy gal is gonna want to do as far as memberships and things like that.
She kind of says that with a little delight, doesn't she?
Yeah.
He said that with some delight.
Oh, okay. My husband retired Friday. So,
oh, you're late.
Oh, give him a year.
Yeah, I'll find out. Yeah. Sorry again. Land services. Doggone, they keep going up. Now, the only good thing that I can say about this is that with the grant, if you spend more on water testing, you spend less on well rehab and plumbing. And so I can just put money out of this fund to put it forward here because it's grant money. So as long as I can keep doing that, you know, move cash money back and forth. It almost would make more sense, I guess, for me, and I don't know if I can do that, but to have it all in one line. But then we would have to be splitting out.
Well, on the expense side, we want to show what the actual service is for. So, I mean, as long as it's all in your numbers, it's okay.
So it's one time, the other low, right? So, and really, it's about the same for the entire expenditure.
Yep. Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
No.
Maybe just on your retirement timeline, but I said maybe just on this retirement timeline, but
at the end of this year.
Calendar
2020.
Not fiscal,
right?
Calendar.
Adios, like in December, taking Christmas off, but then all your time saved up or whatever, or we won't see you from October on.
Oh, golly. No, I've spent a good chunk of it Saturday.
Oh, God. Okay. Very good. You say you're going somewhere?
Costa Rica. Whoa. If the plane never gets off the ground, it's Saturday. Yeah. How do you make eye contact? So, no questions on the budget. And I think it's obvious to all of you how important our department is for water quality and public health. We do a good service, I believe. I wish we could get more into some of the complaints on apartments and that. It's kind of a sticky wicket because most of those complaints are not public health. They're individual needs. So we can't really touch that so much. Big changes coming up with the septic program and the canning program. There will be some changes, but pretty much the same.
So the state had changed some of the canning, right?
Well, they pretty much just stopped offering contracts to the county. And they will not be doing those inspections anymore. They'll do permitting, which is $5 per permit, $5.
Yeah.
Why not give that to the county? And then the board wants to pass a limitation on age. You have to be at least 18 to get candy. That will be difficult to enforce on those 24/7 facilities.
Do it yourself.
And just kind of wipe their cards and go in.
Okay. There's a number of apartments anymore that have their, you know, like their gym or whatever, and then they've got tanning right in there as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there's several of them on, like, Martinson Road, I think, and a number of them do.
Well,
they just have to swipe their cards. You know,
right, like the entrances of those buildings are often can't get in.
Right.
Wow.
So the one thing I forgot to mention is that IT said that they would put $25,000 in their contract labor budget for high unemployment to review our environmental health response there. So, and what they will do is just kind of clean it up so that if, you know, for somebody who's in certain homes, switch it over, somebody can hopefully come in and run it from there. And I think that's, you know, $25,000 compared to buying prepared software.
Something else to show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot better deal. And we love our software the way it is.
I had asked about that. Matt's willing to sign it over, right?
I think he already has.
Yeah, there's an agreement out there. I just don't know where to find it. I remember. I just don't remember when to even start. I mean, I have a hard time looking. Okay, I thought it was when Paul was here, but I couldn't narrow down which year. So maybe
so
Shelly.
One of the hard things when you're going to look for information in the board files.
I like to go to the agenda, but I have to go through
the way they're laid out. We have to know when the board meeting was, and that's my problem. I never know when that board. I remember doing it. I remember the agreement.
I just don't remember when.
This program that you're talking about would be really interesting. Research minutes defined by topic.
Right. So it's OCR and then control, and they have nice things where you can say, like, I want to listen to this word, but then, like, five words.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know how sensitive it is.
Okay. All right.
Not bad.